Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeff is a longtime brain trust member, all the way back to 1999. He is the chief home officer, the author of a number of books on micropreneuring and home officing. He is the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. That was a galactic award that the SBA gave him. And he's our good friend, Jeff Zabar. Welcome back.
Well, it was just the national. It wasn't the galaxy.
So okay. It got downgraded?
I got downgraded.
Oh, I thought it was galactic. Okay, I'm sorry about that.
It wasn't for the Milky Way. It was just for North America, for the U.S. So,
Welcome back, Jeff. It's good to have you back.
Great to be here.
You know, Jeff, one of the things that when people start a business, when they get started, they haven't been in the marketplace a long time as the business owner. And it's hard sometimes when business is slow coming in, it's hard to appreciate, you know, how valuable every day that you put into your business is. And every day that you put in is another day, another week, another month, another year. And the more you are in the marketplace, the easier it gets. If you have done a good job of getting out there, doing the right networking, employing the marketing practices you should do, and one day you come up with what I call the quantum leap, and that is where this year is I'm not only having got business from what I'm doing this year, but I'm getting business from work that I did a year ago or 2 years ago or 5 years ago.
Absolutely. You know, and it's interesting, Jim, along those same lines, that if you just take a moment and step back and don't even think about your marketing, don't even think about your business per se, but think about the knowledge that you've gained. And let's come up with a parallel thought here. Think about the knowledge you've gained. You know, what did I know coming out of college, or what didn't I know coming out of college, speaking of the universe, compared to what I know today and what I bring to each project I work on today, I'm almost, for lack of a better word, embarrassed at what I presented myself as an expert back, you know, 25 years ago versus what I bring today. And if you think about it that way, and then you think about, you know, where you are in your business and what your business could provide to clients and prospects when you're out pitching them back then versus now, everything matures with time. It's like we're like fine wines. We mature with time, and that goes additionally for the marketing that we bring to the table and the awareness of an exposure of who we are that comes along with time.
Well, and this
is the analogy working there.
It's good. And the thing is that, folks, what we're trying to get across here is that there are two things that you've got to do in your small business if you're going to be successful. Number one, first, you have to survive. You have to exist. You have to put another year behind the previous year, and number two, you have to make sure people know that you're out there.
Absolutely.
And whether that be networking, not either or, but that includes networking and whatever marketing looks like for your company.
Right.
And I say whatever marketing looks like for your company because it is different for different companies, different sizes of companies, different industries.
It's different by company, and it's different, you know, even for people within within an industry. I mean, you know, you can have two vendors, you know, two companies, providers within a given industry. They might tackle different subsets of that industry.
Right.
They might be in different geographies of an industry. They might be in the same community,
right,
but tackle, you know, a different clientele within that. So or they may just have a different approach. That's the other thing about marketing is, you know, some people don't use, not to say we shouldn't be, but some people don't use social media.
Right.
And they've not used social media and been very effective and successful regardless, where you have somebody else who relies very heavily on social media. And that's, and
well,
the
I think the point is
it just has to work for you.
The point is that social media, what I'm getting out of what you just said, is social media is a tool. It's not the Holy Grail. It's not the silver bullet. It's just one of the tools that people use. But it's becoming an increasingly important tool. The thing that I think is so important that people understand is that you got to show up. That's a big part of marketing. You got to show up, but beyond showing up, you have to put your best foot forward. And that's what I'm going to say put your best foot forward, and then you put your spin on that, whatever you think that should be. Is that a marketing campaign? Is it a social media campaign? Is it advertising? If you're in retail business, you probably should be doing some advertising. If you're a professional services person, like a consultant or something like that, you probably need to be focusing more on marketing, maybe, you know, more on the brand messaging, less on the advertising. What do you think?
Right, you have to do all of that. You have to know, and hence that's why they talk about marketing plans. You have to, you know, build your plan and then work your plan. You have to know exactly what it is that you're seeking out there, you know, who your target audience is, what you're looking for. But I think one of the key messages also is, as you're investing in all this marketing, and marketing doesn't have to be, I'm going to go run an ad today, or, you know, it can be, I'm going out and networking with people today. That's part of marketing. Or I'm going out to an event today, and I'm going to take a booth at a small confab or a little conference going on around the corner, or I'm going to, you know, print better business cards with more information that has what I need.
And all the things that you just said, Jeff, are screaming, me and my brand are not staying hunkered down inside the four walls of my business.
Absolutely.
We're leaving
Absolutely.
The confines of the four walls of my business. I'm getting out there. I physically, my physical countenance is moving around in the marketplace, as I said earlier, walking around and getting out there. And my brand is through letting people know that you're there, through marketing, et cetera.
Right. Absolutely. And you got to know that, and I think one of the key messages that we wanted to touch on was the fact of how the marketing that we develop today, we have to know and expect and appreciate that it may not pay dividends literally tomorrow, but in the greater tomorrow, you know, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, if you're consistent and persistent, it'll pay its dividends down the road. And that's what we have to expect. A lot of times we expect, I want this ad to work tomorrow.
Every,
well, it may not. I mean, if it's a holiday
year,
ad, then you may want it to.
Every year, some significant percentage of the business I do, I say significant, I mean at least 10% or more, is comes from relationships or something that I did more than a year ago that I'd even completely forgotten about. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Jeff Sabar is our guest. ChiefHomeOfficer.com is his website. Mine is smallbusinessadvocate.com. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.